This is a meeting of the University City of Missouri Industrial Development Authority. It is September 17, 2025, and I am the chair, James Novogratki, calling the meeting to order at 2:02 p.m. Eastern Central Standard Time. And at this time, we'll go ahead and take a roll call. Please indicate present. Susan Armstrong,
Present.
Chris Blumenhorst,
Present.
Dorothy Davis is excused. Jeff Dobslaw, no answer, excused. Cynthia Martin,
Here.
Siri Moran,
Here.
and James Novogratki is here, so we have a quorum of five. At this point, everybody, I believe, has received the agenda for today's meeting, and could someone make a motion to approve the meeting agenda for today?
I move to approve the agenda. Cynthia
Great.
Martin.
Chris Blumenhorst will second the approval.
All board members in favor of approval of the agenda, please say aye.
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 Any nays?
Nay.
Based upon the
That was not
vote.
me. No,
Oh.
I was correcting a dog. Sorry.
All right. Then the agenda for today is approved. Our next item would be approval of the minutes from our IDA meeting, November 26, 2024. Would a board member like to motion to approve those minutes?
I move to motion to accept the minutes from the previous meeting.
Okay, board member Blumenhorst moves and a second.
I'll second Siri Moran.
All right. All board members in favor of approving the minutes from November 26, 2024, please say aye.
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 Anyone not approve? That then vote is taken to approve the minutes of November 26, 2024. Our next agenda item for this afternoon is to consider a resolution authorizing the issuance of multi-family housing revenue notes, Park View Place Apartments, on behalf of the Park View Place Housing LLC to provide funds to finance a portion of the cost of the acquisition and rehabilitation of 156-unit multifamily rental housing development, authorizing and approving certain documents in connection with the issuance of the notes, and authorizing certain other actions in connection with the issuance of the notes. And prior to the meeting, we were provided all board members with the various packet, including the resolution, funding loan agreement, borrower loan agreement, land use restriction agreement, tax agreement, multifamily note, variable rate, multifamily note fixed rate, and assignment of the deed of trust. We'll move ahead to item number six on our agenda. Are there any comments to be made by any of our advisors or guests who are here today?
This is, well,
I'm
go ahead.
sorry, go ahead.
This is Susan. I was just hoping the guests could introduce themselves.
Yeah, so I'm Bill Burns with Gilmore & Bell. We're serving as bond counsel to the IDA on the transaction. I'll let Lon, he is one of the principals of the developer. I'll let him introduce himself and then I can speak a little bit about the resolution and the financing.
My name is Lon Boer. I'm with SDG Housing, also Parkview Place Housing.
So this, I think you probably are all familiar with this project, and Lon could answer specific questions. But as I mentioned, we're bond counsel. The IDA took up a resolution in February of 2024 to state its intent to issue notes for this project. So we're back here with you for the final approval of the financing. It's going to be an approximately $24 million deal. I believe they locked their rates this morning with their lender, Citibank. So Citibank will buy these notes. Be secured by a mortgage, various guarantees, and other security instruments from the developer on the borrower side. Lon, I believe your rate is around 6%, if I remember.
Correct.
Yeah. So I think they are very close to getting all their final approvals. If we get this approval, we have approval from the city on the TEFRA process, and we may proceed to closing here in a few short weeks. So if they're overall questions, I do, as I mentioned before the meeting, we always apologize for how long the documents and the packets are.
Thank you. Let's see, I know we have some other guests. Could they introduce themselves? Or do we have some members of the public here today?
Hi, everyone. This is Justin Evans. I'm also with SDG. I'm a project manager over here working on the development.
Right. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jalen. I'm also with SDG, and I'm the director of finance.
All right. Thank you. Okay, do any of the board members have any questions of our guests who are gathered here today, our council? Okay, on
I'm
behalf of
sorry.
the city,
I'm sorry, Jim. I
Ms.
just had one question.
Yep.
And again, if I remember correctly, this property is senior housing. Is it dedicated to senior housing?
Correct, it is.
What are the approximate dates for the project to be completed?
By December 31st of 2026.
Okay. Right. And in terms of Mr. Rose, Mr. Mulligan, Mr. Cole, any comments to make?
I defer to our attorney, Mulligan.
Yeah, I don't if the board has had an opportunity to review the documents and is satisfied with the information provided, it may proceed to vote on the resolution.
Okay. Keith, do we have anybody from the public that signed in?
No, and I have not received any comments as well.
Okay. All right, then I think we can proceed.
Jim,
Yes.
question. Who is the guest? Wylan Watson? Did I miss that?
Waylon.
Wylan?
Yep.
Oh,
Yeah.
yep.
Wylan's also with Gilmore and Bell, so he's working with me as bond counsel.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, at this time, does any board member want to make a motion to adopt resolution number 2025-01?
I'll show so motion to accept the resolution 2025-01.
Okay, board member Blumenhorst, any second of the motion?
Cynthia, you're on mute.
I'll second it.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Siri. All board members in favor of adopting resolution 2025-01, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Are there any board members opposed to the adoption of resolution 2025-01? Hearing nothing, by unanimous vote, the Industrial Development Authority of University City, Missouri here does adopt and approve resolution number 2025-01 and different agreements that are included in that package. And we'll go ahead and execute those. Okay. All right. I don't know if we have any other further business to take up this afternoon. Hearing none.
No.
I guess our next meeting may next meeting date will be determined. And then I think we could have a entertain a motion to adjourn our meeting today.
I move to adjourn, Cynthia.
Okay.
John, second.
All right. All those in favor of adjournment, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any nays? Not hearing any, then the meeting of September 17, 2025 is officially adjourned at 2:12 p.m.
I got a question for Keith.
Oh, yes, sir.
When might the documents be ready for signatures? Next week sometime?
No, I'll try to get them out sometime this week.
Okay, I'm
Is
in
that
town.
okay?
Yeah, I'm in town this week. I was just making sure.
Is it Mr. Nowakraki? Is that okay sometime this week?
Yes.
Okay.
Perfect.
And
Thank you.
we can coordinate with you offline to make sure you have everything you need.
Okay. And then, Mr.
I think
Burns, could you stay on for a minute
yeah,
after?
absolutely.
Thank you for an efficient meeting, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank
Bye,
you.
everybody.
Thank you
Bye.
all. We're very excited to get started.
Great. Thank you.
Thank
Bye.
you.
Bye.
So, Mr. Burns, I guess we had a, I guess, follow-up question on that application that needs to get signed by the city. Can you, I guess, explain on what that process is for?
So that is the private activity bond allocation from the Missouri State Department of Economic Development. It's necessary for us to issue tax-exempt financing for a housing project. So tax-exempt financing for other types of projects, economic development, water, sewer bonds do not require private activity bond allocation, but affordable housing projects do. And it's really submitted by the IDA, not the city. And as your counsel, I mean, we look through it. We're comfortable with the information that the developer has provided, so I wouldn't have concerns with it going in.
And go
Go
ahead, Keith.
ahead. You go ahead.
So Bill, what is it that you need from the city? You indicated in your email last week that we were going to receive an invitation to the submittable website that will give us access to a draft application you've prepared, and you were going to be in touch with us to make sure all our questions are answered regarding that. To my knowledge, we have not received that invitation. Is that correct, Keith?
It was today.
Oh, you got it today.
We got
Okay.
it today, but I wanted to bring it up with your question on the email. I wanted to bring it up during this meeting.
Yeah, and so if easier, we can kind of export to PDF what that application actually looks like so that we can share it with everybody here so you all see it. Honestly, it's kind of a hard website to navigate to and click around it. It's a little more efficient than what the state used to do, which was require us to mail in a check with a physical copy of the application, but at the same time, the website's not the most intuitive.
Okay, so is it simply a matter of Keith reviewing that document and then signing it and submitting it?
Well, he actually doesn't have to sign it. We can submit it through the web portal. I just want to make sure that you all have seen it and made sure you're comfortable with us submitting it as counsel to the IDA. And frankly, all of the information in the application is about the development is from the developer, but just the way it's set up with the state is the issuer of the tax-exempt obligation is the one that has to submit it.
Okay.
So could I, once I, if I log in, could I download it as a PDF?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yes, but I mean, I can do that pretty quickly here too, and just, take that off your plate, Keith.
And who has to sign off on it? What?
Honestly, if Keith and this group just says, "Hey, we don't see any issues," then we can submit it to the state without needing to sign it. Yeah.
I guess that was my next question. If I would the executive director need to sign on it if someone needs to sign
Yeah,
it?
it sounds like they can submit it. We just need to say that we're good with it.
Yeah.
John, did you or Keith, did you have any concerns with it? Have you seen it, John?
I have not.
Okay. You know, just after he takes a look at it, if John or Keith don't have any concerns, then I'm not going to.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Is
one
that
of the
something that you can forward, Keith?
Well, Bill, if he could quickly do it, I mean, he could forward it to us.
Yeah, I'll do it right away so you all have it this afternoon.
Okay.
Is there a time limit?
These folks tell us they think they're closing at the end of the month. That will be very fast if they get there. The DED team usually turns them within 2 or 3 business days. because they rely heavily on MHDC's analysis of these projects because they're awarding tax credits. So if we submit it sometime this week or even early next week, we're way ahead of the game for them.
Okay.
On the other hand, as we get closer to closing, their credit investors and everyone will start asking about the final award. So it's just one of those closing checklist items that we try to take care of in advance of closing.
Yeah, I think what is happening is that no, this is the first time we've been involved with this type of financing for affordable housing. And that's what's triggering this new requirement.
Yes, yeah, just slightly different bells and whistles on these types of transactions.
Yeah. Okay.
And so when you say the closing on this, the end of the month is what they're hoping for, this is on the construction, the 24 up to 24 million in construction bonds. The Chapter 100 bonds and documents will be on the goal is to have those on the October 13th City Council meeting for introduction. That's a separate transaction, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And frankly, my skepticism with the closing date of the tax-exempt piece, the notes through the IDA, was that the investors in the deal would want to wait until the Chapter 100 piece was also closed or completely approved. We heard this week that they may be okay with closing the other one before. And Mr. Spikerman in our St. Louis office, I think, has made clear that until there's, governing body approval at the city council level, they don't have the full go-ahead that they will receive those incentives.
What the developer told us was that because closing was going to be before the Chapter 100 approvals, that he would have to come up with I guess su sufficient collateral to cover it. I suppose the investors will rely on what he has separate and apart from any Chapter 100, so that there should be sufficient assurances financially without the Chapter 100. That was my understanding of what he's told us.
Yeah, no, that was suggested to me as well. To me, the open question was whether the investors would agree with that or would rather just wait and see. So.
Yeah, well, it's not an immaterial amount. There are other projects where, the Chapter 100 piece was a significantly larger percentage. So, okay. So then, Bill, you'll send those to us, and I guess depending on how large a document this is, we'll turn it around as soon as we can.
Very good. Thank you all very much.
Thank
Okay.
you.
Any
Thank
other
you.
questions?
No, I'm good. Thank
Okay, thank
you.
you.
Thanks. Yep.
Thanks.